Blog Talk Radio.
If you walk outside your door right now and look at the plants around your house, do you have any clue which plants are edible? After a lifetime of research and over 3 years of putting this together, I have created what I believe to be one of the most foundational books for living on planet Earth. Most human beings have lost touch with nature so much they have no clue anymore how to survive on their own. Did you know wild plants are some of the most powerful food and medicine you could ever have? Every living thing on Earth has a purpose, even the toxic plants. You just need to know which purpose they serve. In an emergency, you need to know this. If you want to seriously improve your health, you need to know this. If you have no more money for food or medicine, you need to know this. This is a book no household should be without. This isn't just about plants you might see in a forest somewhere. I'm talking about the begonias in your window, the grass in your yard, the tree on the corner, and the weeds coming through the cracks. I didn't just create this for you. I created it for me, too. Why buy it when you can grow it for free and have an endless supply of free food and medicine for the rest of your life? This amazing Power Pack book covers over 1,000 plants found all over the world. It shows you which ones are edible, which ones are poisonous, what they're used for. Over 2,500 full-color images. This is the ultimate plant and health reference guide. Just as important is the second part of the book, a complete in-depth cross-reference of every health condition you can imagine and what plants have been historically used for those conditions. What plant do you take for nervousness? What plant repairs DNA? What plants are good for anxiety, insomnia? Which ones are good probiotic food? What plants can you make your own soap and toothpaste and shampoo with? What are the best healthy low glycemic sugar substitutes other than stevia? Which ones increase nutrient absorption and athletic performance? How about the performance in the bedroom? Even if you don't want to pick your own plants, at least know what to look for when you go to the health store. This section alone is worth the whole book. Once you start looking at this thing, you're not going to be able to put it down. You'll be amazed at what's out there, growing right outside your door. There's nothing else like this out there. This is a book every person, every household should have. The Free Food and Medicine Worldwide Edible Plant Guide. Get it at freefoodandmedicine.com.
And or freefoodandmedicine.net if you want to give me commission for your purchases and whatnot. Anyway, hello and welcome to the Free Food and Medicine portion of the Manic Monday podcast. Sorry about last week. We totally forgot to call in. Yeah, we changed our hours to 4 p.m. and we've kind of been screwing it up a little bit, but we'll get back on track. Anyhow, we changed our hours to 4 p.m. for those who don't want to stay up late. Blog Talk Radio doesn't let us do our podcast at our normal podcasting hours, which is 7 p.m. So, we had to do it either before their prime time hours or after their prime time hours. And we were doing it after, but it was too late. So now we're trying to do it before. Anyhow, what is our topic today? I have no idea. But I'm about to park and find out. Last week, we talked about ashwagandha. I believe, something similar, but different. Anyhow, when we don't have a topic, we just basically go in alphabetical order. So, that's what we're going to do here in a minute. Free food and medicine. Squeeze through this hole here. Yay. Barely. Okay. So, free food and medicine. There's a lot of stuff out there. In fact, Marcus Rothkrantz's book, even though we love Marcus Rothkrantz's book, it's not the only book out there. My other favorite book is Prescriptions for Natural Healing. That has actually been my Bible since 19, 96. Excuse me. I'm doing a no-no. I'm drinking soda. I am bad. Soda's not really good for you. But I know it tastes good. Do my mileage here real quick. 911 is my mileage. All right, I am done for the day. I like this job because for the most part, I got banker's hours and actually get paid pretty good. So, I just wish they took better care of their equipment. That's the only drawback. So, free food and medicine. Since 1996, I started getting into the medical field in the mid-90s. Early 90s, I had a rock and roll band, and that was going to be my thing. Then, that didn't work out, obviously. I probably should have stuck with it, because I look like Geddy Lee, and I didn't exactly sing like him, but hey, you know, I played guitar, I sang, I look like Geddy Lee, I could have been famous. Coulda, woulda, shoulda. But anyway, probably not too late. I don't know. But that ain't getting me nowhere either. Alright, where's my book? Here it is. Prescriptions for Natural Healing. That book is packed away in a box somewhere in my container. But that has been my go-to book forever. And it's probably better than the Free Food and Medicine book when it comes to diagnosing issues. Like I said, I was going to get into the medical field, but I was also getting into alternative health at the same time. And back then, you know, naturopaths, doctors, MDs, and whatnot was unheard of. And I really believed in alternative medicines, and every time I would try to talk about alternative health, I would get shut down, and unfortunately my company is calling, so give me a minute, I'll be right back. Okay, I got one more load to do tomorrow, Christmas Eve, and then I get to go home. And actually, I might go visit my goddaughter and her mother and her sister. Oh, wait a minute, I just found some money. A $39 check. Hey, I need to go cash that. Anyways, I might go visit them for Christmas. I haven't seen them in a couple few years. Like a decade. Anyways, has it really been that long? Wow. So, I got into the medical, I was getting into the medical field. I was going to be a nurse practitioner because basically doctors have too much liability and overhead and blah, blah, blah. It was cheaper and more efficient to be a nurse practitioner at the time. I don't know about now. I got out of all that stuff. And less headaches. So that was the route I was gonna go. But I never really made it that far. I was studying to be an LPN, and I just basically never took the tests. I never finished my training or any of that stuff. I just walked away because I couldn't stand to be a participant in poisoning people, you know. If the doctor said to give this person a pharmaceutical and I refused, I wouldn't have had a job or a license for very long. So even if I did go to the next level, I wouldn't have been there for very long because they would have basically not AWOLed me, but kicked me out, blackballed me, or I'd have went AWOL, whatever you want to call it. So I just walked away. I was just like, you know, I can't stand here. I can't sit here, whatever. I can't watch people get poisoned, you know, in my profession. So I quit. I left. I walked away. Later, I went back as a home health care nurse to basically work with handicapped children and where there was no medications required. So I ended up doing that later. But the money just wasn't good enough. I had child support and all that stuff, so I went back to trucking. And I've been studying alternative health since 1996-ish. So basically, I'm not a doctor. I am studying to be a medicine man, if you will. But David Ray would actually make a better doctor than me. He's a lot more analytical. He's a lot more OCD. He's a lot more detail-oriented. And his memory serves him better, for the most part. There's things I remember that he don't. But for the most part, he would make a better doctor than I would. I would be more like the assistant. But he would probably disagree. But together, you know, we would make a dynamic duel or something like that. But anyhow, so now that I got my book, let's find something to talk about besides dandelions and chickweed and all that good stuff. We want to grow things. You should grow things too. But we want to grow things on our land. Anything that we can grow. We have 15. Actually, I got technically 35 acres. I bought into 10% of almost 20 acres. And I can pretty much grow whatever I want on it. I just got to deal with the crazy guy that scammed me into this project over there. So we grow pretty much like obnoxious weeds, like not buckberry. Buckberry grows there wild. But it's got a different soil content, so it's more clay, where ours is more soil, if you will. And so it'll grow different things, and we're also going to be growing things there that we don't necessarily want on our main property. And now I'm about to expand and buy another 20 acres. So together I'll have, what, 55 acres that I can grow stuff on and or run animals on. Not too shabby. So we want to grow all kinds of things. We talked about previously in our podcast, chay fruit. We want to grow chay fruit. So next year, hopefully, we'll be growing some chay fruit. we already grow some of the stuff, and we're going to plan on making a little food forest there where people can come and stay, camp out. We're going to build cabins so people can come and stay and camp and forage and learn wild edibles right there on our property. So, you know, make sure you stalk us on Facebook and stuff like that at daviddavidanddavid.com or DD&D Off-Grid Organic Farm and Retreat. Now, last week, I think it was, or the week before, we talked about, I think we talked about bananas the week before. David thought we talked about broad bean or fava bean, but we didn't, unless we talked on it on our extended podcast. We didn't talk about it on Blog Talk Radio. So we should probably talk about that. We did talk about beets last time, I think. You can also find out more at marcusnews.com, MarcusNews, marcusnews.com. Marcus Rothkranz has a lot of YouTubes as well. You can go and watch. So, again, I don't know if we talked about broad bean. David says we did, but I don't recollect that being the case. So we will talk about broad bean right now. I'm not sure if broad bean is the one that Marcus talked about being good for diabetes, but there is this a large bean. And it looks like it is the fava bean, the broad bean. There's this large bean that he talks about in his videos, and I have to go back and watch. That's really good for diabetes. Prickly pear is good for diabetes, too. And the fruit off the prickly pear actually tastes pretty good. So you'll have to try that. Anyhow, the broad bean is in the legume family. It's a legume member of the pea family with very large pods and beans. A very hardy plant that's easy to grow. I don't know if we can grow it in our zone or not, but we'll have to look into that. Beans and leaves are edible. There you go. There have been times in history where all crops failed except beans, which kept the population from starvation. They have so much protein, they are called the meat of the poor. There you go. So if you're a vegan and you need meat, protein, then the fava bean is good for you. Or, you know, people like me who try to be more vegan, but I don't know. Anyways, 90 seconds, it says. Yeah, we called in 10 minutes late or longer. So now it's saying that we're almost out of time, but it'll actually let us record for 45 minutes after Blog Talk Radio. If we have some carryover, you'll have to go to freefoodandmedicine.org to hear the rest of the story. And when I have time to get that uploaded, I will get that uploaded, and you can go there and listen to the rest of the story. Anyhow, where was I? High in protein, meat for the poor. High in highly nutritious and full of many essential nutrients required by the body. One of the main foods around the world for 5,000 years. especially the Mediterranean, Greek, and Romans. Fava beans have the highest amount of L-dopa of any plant. L-dopa, L-dopa is a brain. I just had that word now. Neurotransmitter helps control hypertension and Parkinson's disease, and stimulates the pituitary gland to produce human growth hormones, the most powerful anti-aging substance known that keeps everything working smoothly in your body like when you were a teenager. So I need me some fava bean. Sometimes I feel like I'm getting old because I was stretching the other day and pulled my arm out of my socket. I was like, oh crap, now I gotta go see a chiropractor. But anyways, I don't eat as healthy as I should, but I try. I eat probably healthier than most, but that's no excuse. I still need to be, I need to be more strict. You know, it's like people look at people like me like people look at preachers. You know, it's like preachers have to be perfect, picture perfect. If they deviate from anything they say at the pulpit, condemnation. Well, kind of the same thing for, you know, people like us who preach health and stuff like that. I know, like, Banana Girl and some other popular vegan YouTubers got a lot of slack when they didn't follow the regimen 100% like they were telling you to follow. And people would beat them up about it. It's like, but then again, some of them would beat us up about things too, like eating meat. But, and then they turned around and got busted eating meat, which is kind of messed up and funny at the same time. But I mean, you know, people expect us to be perfect. We're not perfect. But we do try, I'm sure. Most of us try to do what we're supposed to do. It's just like my ex-wife, David Irish, the guy that introduced David Ray and myself. He had an herb shop in Kansas City. And he was hardcore against dairy. And his wife, you know, okay. David Irish is an herbologist. He's pretty strict about, you know, alternative medicines. Well, his wife is a nurse. And you know, she does pharmaceuticals and she doesn't follow the alternative regimens, you know, as much as David Irish does. Well, and this is kind of a problem I'm running into being single. Most of the women out there that I end up communicating to and talking to on date lines tend to be nurses or in the medical field. And it's a conflict of interest. Although we have the same passion, we just go about it in a different way. And it creates problems. Well, anyways, Irish was at the grocery store one time and my ex-wife just happened to be there at the same time. And they were both in the butter section. And Irish was about to grab a synthetic butter. Not because he didn't know better or because he wanted it. Probably because his wife wanted it. And he was trying to keep the peace, you know. Get her what she wants. He'll, you know, he gets what he wants. And sometimes it's better to keep your mouth shut, you know. Well, when she seen that he was going to get the wrong butter, she totally just wrote him off as someone would write off a preacher who committed a sin in someone's eyes, you know. For all have sinned and come short of the glory, but preachers are not allowed to sin. Herbologists are not allowed to sin, you know. So once that happened, she pretty much just wrote off everything he said. He's like, oh, he doesn't practice what he preaches. Well, none of us do, okay? We try, but we're not perfect. So I definitely am not perfect. David probably is better at following these regimens than I am. So if you want to hold somebody up on a pedestal, it'd be him. Anyways, let's see here. So, fava bean. I need to eat more of these. I haven't been foraging like I should either. I was doing really good for a couple of years. I was doing YouTube videos. Of course, YouTube shut me down for doing it. But I was doing YouTube videos. I was out foraging and educating people on different plants that you can forage in the wild. I'd do it all over the country. So wherever I was in the wild, I'd pull over, I'd shoot some videos, and I'd post them on YouTube. Hey, you know this plant here, blah, blah, blah. And if I didn't know what the plant was, I would later then go and research it. And then on the next video, I talk about it, stuff like that. I was doing really good, but last couple of years I slacked off. Anyway, so fava beans are high in HGH, human growth hormones, the most powerful anti-aging substance known that keeps everything working smoothly in your body like when you was a teenager. HGH improves athletic performance, strength, muscle mass. Fava beans help women with hormone issues like PMS, menopause. There you go. Everybody wants to know about that. No guy likes menopause or PMS, nor do women. So, fava beans. Bada boom, bada bing. Where was I? Okay. Since the pituitary gland controls the entire endocrine system. Endocrine? I guess that's what that word is. Endocrine system. It also affects the thyroid, sex hormones, adrenal. That's for energy, which I could use some of that. Immune system. I got a friend who's under the weather right now. She could use some of that. Contains vitamin B17. So I'm not too familiar with B17, mostly B6, B3, B12. Those are the ones I'm mostly familiar with. Formerly known as the cancer-beating vitamin. Oh, okay. B17 is the anti-cancer vitamin. Protects against malaria. That's good to know. Oh, what is malaria? I think mosquitoes transport malaria, or maybe it's mice. I can't remember. Nobody wants it, I'm sure. Very high in fiber, which that'll help you stay regular and help you flush out toxins. Let's see here. And I cannot pronounce this word at all. It's a really long word. Oleosaccharides. Oleosaccharides. Favas have potassium, which that's good, which helps maintain blood pressure and regulate the heart. So there you go. They're good for the heart and they're good for the blood. So that'd be good for the little number. The big number is more stress. The little number is more your blood and your heart. So your big number is for your brain. So if your blood pressure, if you have high blood pressure and it's your big number, you need to work on taking herbs and minerals and vitamins for your brain and for stress and anxiety. If it's your little number, you got to focus on your heart and your blood. Clean your heart, clean your blood. But a good heart, good blood is also means a good libido, if you're listening, guys. Anyways, let's see here. Lots of vitamin A for the skin. Women are always concerned about their skin. Guys should be too, really. Good for vision. I know somebody who needs that. I've been actually working on correcting my vision over the years. So fava bean will help me correct my vision even more. Let's see here. And good bone development. Helps lower LDL, which is cholesterol. Oh, that's what it says. Bad cholesterol. Let's see here. A small handful has 10 grams of protein. Low fat content helps bodybuilders stay lean while gaining muscles. That'll help me this summer when I go back to tree trimming and tree climbing. Let's see here. Want natural growth hormones? Eat fava beans. There you go. Start easy to test one or two because a few. Oh, okay. Basically, let's see here. Okay, where did I go? A few unhealthy people might have a bad allergic reaction known as favism. So, yeah, it's so packed full of nutrients that your body might react to it in a negative way if it's not used to it. It's like my aromatherapy. There's this lady here at my job. She can't stand me because of my aromatherapy. And, she's got a bad attitude anyways. But, you know, it's like she acts like I am the most horrible person in the world, or one of, because my aromatherapy, my essential oils, triggers her allergies. And actually, my essential oils are good for her allergies. Some of them maybe, some of them maybe not. But what that means is she's unhealthy and she needs to take nutrients to bring up her immune system so she's not having allergic reactions. It's just like, we can use poison ivy for an example. They say that if you eat poison ivy, not like a bunch of it, but eat like the young baby shoots of the poison ivy plants, your body will use that nutrient to develop immunity to the poison ivy. So, allergic reactions are just nutritional deficiencies. One guy that I studied, he was not a doctor. He was someone like me, who studied under doctors, but never officially became a doctor. And he wrote a book. And I think he was more of a psychologist or something like that. I don't remember. Maybe he was a doctor. But the book was called Be Your Own Doctor, I believe. And he basically was studying orthomolecular medicine, which is vitamin therapy. And he was basically just mega dosing people with vitamins. Well, this one guy, I forget what he was taking the vitamin C for. I think it was vitamin C. Yeah, vitamin C. He's taking vitamin C for something. I can't remember what it was. And he called the doctor, or this guy, whatever. I don't know if he was a doctor or not, but